Squad Member Representative Jamal Bowman's 5 Worst Moments in Congress. By Christina Wong on June 26, 2024. In Squad Member Representative Jamal Bowman's DNY, 2-term career as a member of the U.S. Congress, soon to be short-lived after his double-digit primary defeat to Westchester County Executive George Latimer on Tuesday, he has racked up a number of embarrassing moments. Here are his top 5 worst moments in office. 1. Bowman sets off false fire alarm to stop votes. Perhaps Bowman's worst and most notorious act as a member of Congress was in September 2023 when he broke a law by setting off a false fire alarm in the Capitol building in order to delay a House vote on a Republican government funding bill until a Senate Democrat funding bill could be passed. Bowman, a former school principal, claimed that he had accidentally triggered the fire alarm while trying to use an emergency door to go cast his vote. However, as Breitbart News's Matthew Boyle exclusively reported, Bowman had ripped down 2 signs that said the door was for emergency use only before pulling a nearby fire alarm and then running out through a different door on a different floor. Watch, busted, security video shows Democrat Jamal Bowman take down warning signs, pull fire alarm. Bowman's brazen criminal act triggered a full-scale law enforcement and emergency services response, which prompted an evacuation of the building and a Capitol Police investigation. Prosecutors in the District of Columbia charged him with a false fire alarm charge, a misdemeanor, and a maximum fine of $1,000. As part of a plea deal, Bowman paid the fine and issued a formal apology to Capitol Police in exchange for the charges being dropped after 3 months. The House also censured the squad member. 2. Bowman screams in hallway at fellow member of Congress Representative Thomas Massie, RKY. In his likely second most embarrassing high-profile moment as a member of Congress, Bowman was filmed screaming at fellow member of Congress, Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, in the hallway at the Capitol building. Bowman was screaming to reporters about Republicans, calling them cowards and gutless. Massie, walking by, asked Bowman what he was referring to, prompting Bowman to direct his screaming at Massie and try to physically prevent the Kentucky lawmaker from breaking away and speaking to reporters. After Bowman's defeat on Tuesday night, Massie joked on X, "I'm going to miss our informal chit-chats in the hallways." 3. Bowman votes against resolution stating that Israel is not a racist or apartheid state. Bowman also cast embarrassment upon his party after opposing a resolution in support of Israel after it was attacked by Hamas terrorists on October 7, 2023. The resolution, introduced by Representative August Pfluger, RTX, stated that Israel was not a racist or apartheid state, after Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, had accused it as such. While the House overwhelmingly passed the resolution supporting Israel, Bowman voted with 8 other progressives against the resolution, including fellow squad member Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. The other 7 were Reps. Cori Bush, DMO, Andre Carson, DN, Summer Lee, DPA, Ilhan Omar, DMN, Ionga Presley, DMA, Delia Ramirez, DEL, and Rashida Tlaib, DME. 4. Bowman calls reports of Israel women being raped propaganda and a lie. Perhaps even worse than effectively calling Israel a racist state is Bowman accusing Israeli women of lying about rape by Hamas terrorists who attacked them on October 7, 2023. In a video discovered by Politico, Bowman said about the attack, "There was propaganda used at the beginning of the siege and there's still no evidence of beheaded babies or raped women, but they still keep using that lie," according to the Jerusalem Post. Bowman later backtracked those comments, apologizing and saying, "Immediately when the UN provided additional evidence, I voted to condemn the sexual violence." He added, "I apologize for my comments. And now we're continuing to do the work to fight sexual violence and domestic violence in all its forms." Watch, Wasserman Schultz, Bowman engaged in anti-Semitic rhetoric, only condemned 10/7 because of polls. 5. Bowman hosts expletive-laced rally in Bronx with Ock. Bowman, just days before his loss to Latimer, hosted a rally where he rolled up his t-shirt sleeves, cursed pro-Israel advocacy group IPAC, and screamed expletives. "We are going to show F-ing IPAC, the power of the mother F-ing South Bronx," Bowman shouted during a rally in the Bronx. He then claimed people were coming after him, his family, and children, according to Fox News Digital. People ask me why I got a foul mouth. What am I supposed to do? You're coming after me. You're coming after my family. You're coming after my children. I'm not supposed to fight back? We're going to show them who the F we are. He screamed repeatedly. He also led a ceasefire now chant, picking up a wooden stool and shaking it over his head. Bowman's antics were copied by Ocasio-Cortez, who also took the stage screaming and bouncing around. Are we ready? Are you ready to win this country back? Ocasio-Cortez screamed, without specifying who she was referring to winning the country back from. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.